Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The change that comes through contact with Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought him to Jesus. John 1, 41-42. You can't force other people to read a book you enjoyed or try a tasty new recipe you discovered. Once you've shared the good news, they must respond for themselves. In John 1, Andrew encounters the Messiah and immediately thinks of his brother Simon. But bringing Simon to the Savior and having Simon trust him for salvation are two different things, as Andrew discovers, and as B.H. Carroll explains. Walk with B.H. Carroll, an American theologian and educator in the 1800s to early 1900s. We cannot convert a person. That is not a part of our duty. We have reached our limit of responsibility when we have brought another to Jesus. He will attend to his part of it. Yet how many believers have tried to do God's work attempting to make Christians out of other people and giving formulas for it? Our limit is reached when we have brought that person to Jesus. And the sooner we find that out, the better. God alone can forgive sins. It is blasphemy for any man to claim that power. Andrew brought Simon to Jesus and stopped. That is the limit of our work. Today's New Testament reading is John, chapter 1, verses 35 through 51.
The next day John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who had heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
It will take more than your own persuasive powers to convince others that Jesus is the Savior. And that's where Jesus comes in. His life, his words, his death and resurrection are far more convincing than any human argument. In order for others to be changed by Christ, they must first come in contact with him. And that's where you come in. Get excited enough about something or someone, and others will show an interest. Have you accepted your responsibility to bring your neighbor, coworker, or relative to Jesus? Be an Andrew to some Simon today and see what happens in that person's life and your own.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.